Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hi, I'm Emily from SexWithEmily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to Promescent.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, which, you know what? If you haven't signed up for my mailing list, you are missing out. You're listening to my show. I will never sell your email address. I will not spam you. But I will actually give you more information that will improve your sex life, your relationship, your love life, and your overall being. So just be sure to sign up on my mailing list. And also, we'll give you a report, the 5 biggest mistakes women are making in bed and the 5 biggest mistakes men are making in bed. Also, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily. And as always, I love receiving your emails to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Amazing to hear from everyone. And we have 2 podcasts a week. We'll be releasing one every Tuesday and one every Friday, which is fun, right? Because you all know you all want more podcasts. And I love hearing from you. And today's show, okay. First, I have to tell you, my guest just walked in. It is the infamous Joanna Angel. Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
How are you?
I made it. I'm so glad.
Oh, my God. It's perfect. I just started 2 seconds ago.
Oh,
and
it's perfect.
It's amazing. And you are the punk porn princess.
I guess
how would you describe what it is that you do exactly?
I guess I do a little of everything. I don't know. I've been in the adult industry now, what year is it? 11 years, I guess. I started a porno website when I was in college with
my
roommate, and now my company.
So that's amazing.
I direct, I produce, I'm in the movies. I own the company. I do a whole bunch of different things.
I love it.
You know?
Okay, we're going to get into
a porntrepreneur. You're a porntrepreneur.
I'm a sextrepreneur. That's awesome. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you. And I'm glad you made it. And we're going to get back to you in a minute, but for the whole time, because I have a zillion questions. And okay. I also know that Joanna is going to be able to give us a lot of amazing sex tips and relationship tips.
I'll do what I can.
And everything. And so we're going to talk about that. But first, I have to say that I'm really excited. I'm also excited for today's show, but I'm not sure if you've all heard about my new gig, that I launched a new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. And these products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles. They're one part candle, one part body oil, and come in delicious flavors like creme de vanille, cocoa, and fougere. They're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for guys called Down Under Comfort that keeps their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry. A lot of guys, you say you don't need that. Guess what? You do. And it's all vegan. Makes you feel good, and it smells amazing. Also, I have a lubricant. So if you want to take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. Use coupon code EMILY, and you get 20% off your first purchase. Go to emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love all these products. And if you love the show, which is free, I love doing, I've done, you know, 1,500 shows over the years, and I would just appreciate if you support my new company, not only because it helps me, because it's going to help you, because you're going to flip out over these products, because they're pretty amazing. Thank you, emilyandtony.com. So that's that, and then I think that's what I have to say right now. I just want to greet my guest. Joanna, I know you've had a hectic day, right, getting here?
It's okay.
But this all works out. I know. I'm so glad it works. So, okay. Burningangel.com is your website.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure everyone's like, I got to Google
it. Burning Angel's my company. Yeah.
Okay. It's your company. So you direct, you
I do it all.
Act, you do it all. So how did you get into it?
Really, when I was in college, I just kind of started a porn site with my roommate. I had no idea this was going to wind up being my career. It almost seemed like some weird like experiment at the time.
Right.
You know, I was at the end of college, and me and my roommate were like talking about like, what are you going to do when you graduate? What are you going to do when you graduate? And I don't know. We just like, like somewhere at like 4 a.m, one of us was like, let's start a porn site. And
had you ever done anything?
No, I never. I mean, he was a guy, so he like, you know, watched porn.
Right, of course.
I have never even watched a porn in my life.
Really?
Other than like random, you know, finding some and, you know, in people's rooms and stuff. So I didn't know nothing about it. And I was like, yeah, sure. It sounds like fun. Let's do it. And I don't know. Then we just kind of started going through with it.
And how many years ago was that?
That was in 2002.
Okay.
So it was a long time ago.
Okay.
It seems like a different lifetime ago.
Right, I'm sure.
And it really was a different lifetime ago. I mean, it was in college. I didn't know anything about the industry. And the industry was so different then.
It
you
was.
Know, porn was very untouchable back then. Now it's just so easy to know everything about porn. This is before Twitter and,
exactly,
you know, before there was a new news story about porn every other day.
Right.
So porn was really something that was mysterious and nobody knew about it. I didn't even meet anyone in the big,
where'd you go to
porn
school?
Rutgers University.
Oh, yeah.
In New
okay.
Jersey. So I didn't even meet anyone or know any like mainstream, you know, porn people until like much later on, you know, until, maybe like 2005, 2006, you know. So we were just living in our own bubble, trying to like ask random girls I went to school with, random friends, like, will you be naked on this website? And, it, you know, and it was very new at the time.
Wow. And you were comfortable being naked on the site? Oh. Had you ever, tell me. Like,
yeah, I was not, you know, some big exhibitionist before this company. You know, I wasn't like that person that ran around parties naked or
right.
tried to have sex with everyone. Like, you know, I was kind of shy and
right.
awkward and uncomfortable. You know, had my porn experience been different, I don't know if I would have gotten comfortable, but it didn't even feel like people like, what was your first, like, how'd you get, what
right.
was your first experience in the porn industry? And I'm like, it did not feel like an
right.
industry. It didn't feel like anything.
You were
went,
doing it on your own, like in
yeah,
a bubble.
Yeah, I went
right.
in my room and my roommate like took pictures of me with this digital camera that we borrowed from someone. And like, it didn't feel like, okay, like, you know,
right.
It didn't feel like a big thing. I was like, oh, that was it. Like, okay. And also we didn't even have video on the website for the
right.
first few years. It was just photos.
Wow.
So it really just felt like.
And did it
like,
take off right away or it took a while to start?
I mean, like, in my, like, relatively speaking, it was not taking off at all. It was a very small thing
right.
that was happening that not that many
while.
People knew about. But
right.
in my world, it was like it blew up, you know, because I was not used to being the center of attention. I was not used to being the
right.
thing that everyone talked about. And this website went up and it was like all anyone around me would talk about.
Oh, my God.
It
that's
was
amazing,
like,
though. Why was that, though? Is it because it, on your campus it was a big deal? Or
yeah.
Like,
it
I'm
spread
sure, cause
like
no one
nothing
on campus,
I'd
right.
ever
people are so
done
concerned
before.
At that age. People think like they're not doing I love
it
that
was,
you did that.
Yeah, it was very weird. And I got scared because I was like, I wasn't used to being the thing that everybody
right.
was talking about. You know, a piece of me loved it. A piece of me hated
right.
it. And I always remember the day it launched. It was actually April 20th, 2002.
Okay.
And anyone who goes to college know that April 20th is a pretty big
420,
day
yeah.
in school.
always. Like, I know.
I remember being at a party and maybe everything just seemed scarier than it was because of the brownies that I ate. But
exactly. But I was walking marijuana around. Day.
Yeah, and day. I felt like it was just like echoes everywhere, and I felt like everyone was like, "Oh my god, this girl's naked on the internet!" Like, "Oh my god, she started porn." And I feel like now almost everyone in a college class is naked on the internet. But now it was not like that, you know, 11 years ago. So it was so strange, and I remember running back to my house and going into my room, and I just closed the door, and I was like, what did I do? You know, to me, it wasn't a big deal. I was like, is anyone even going to see this stupid website? Like, for me, thinking that too many people
seen it. But were you fully naked in the photos?
I was only topless.
Okay.
To think of how long ago this was. I was only topless, and everybody was talking about it. People were coming up to me and being like, how do you feel about porn? Is it feminist? Right. Is it not feminist?
Right.
And this, and I'm like, all I did was go in my room and take naked pictures. Like,
leave me alone.
I was like, I can't be the spokesperson for anything. Like,
right.
There was literally 5 sets of photos on the website when
it
launched.
God.
And that was it. And you know, right now this would be nothing. You see naked pictures of
all
girls on, you know, on Tumblr every day.
Exactly.
You know, it's different.
Exactly.
But at the time it just felt like this was all anyone was talking about. And I was like, you know, a piece of me was, I was inspired because I was like, God, this is, porn is a very powerful thing. Like, I just did this stupid thing. I got naked in my bedroom and like put it online, and like everybody stops what they're doing to like ask me about it. And, you know, in going through college, I was like
activist. Now, what year was that? Was that your
this
like...
This was like my last year.
Senior year.
It was like the bonus round.
It got
was
it.
My second senior year.
Got it. Oh, good for you. What better time to start a porn site?
So it was that last year when you're just finishing up classes and you were too lazy to take before. But so I was like, wow, porn is this really powerful thing, you know? Like, I was like, something clicked. I was like, I have to either do something really amazing with this, or I need to move and never talk to anyone again.
Change my name, go into the witness protection program.
Move to Mexico.
So how did your relationship start changing after that? Like, sexually, like, were you meeting more men, women? Do you date men? Are you bisexual?
I'm attracted to both men and women. You know,
I've
briefly dated one girl once. So, you know,
in college or after this all started?
After this all started.
Okay. So were men, were the guys on campus then? Like, I assume then you were only dating, were they all like, you know, asking you out or like trying to look at you differently?
You know, at the time it felt like they were
like, judging you,
judging me. Or worried about me or something.
Right, like your friends were like,
Yeah, so that was kind of weird. I mean, years later, after I became, you know, I started having a name.
Yeah,
that was the time when every guy that I had known in the past that had no interest in me started calling me.
Exactly, right. They're like, oh, hey.
And stuff like
and
that.
And you're like, F you, love you.
Yeah,
I hate you.
Or just, I started to see, you know, a different side of people at times. It was, you know, like, I would go on, like, it has been a very interesting, you know, roller coaster. I mean, I've been doing this for a while now. I've been through a few different relationships. I've been single during times, you know, and the times when I've been single during my years in porn, especially the last time, because I had already established, you know, some big of a name, and, you know, I'm like, it was a pretty weird moment to be like, I'm 30 years old and I'm single and I'm a porn star. And like, how that you can't, there's no like women's, there's no like dating guide that you can consult in that kind of situation. You don't, you know,
but
I'm
were
like,
you finding it hard to find, did you want monogamy or did you want a partner?
You know, I monogamy is like such a dirty word.
I know,
it sounds so boring, you know, but I
mean, did you want a relationship?
I did, yeah. I wanted a relationship, and because I do so much crazy, you know, stuff on camera, I don't want a boring sex life at home, but I enjoy having a partner that I can do exciting things together with. You know, like, I like having threesomes. I like doing stuff like that in my personal life, but, you know, I've never I'm really not into like having sex with a different person every night. I've never been the kind of person that wants to be in several different relationships at the same time.
Right.
Some people are like that.
Totally.
And
I'm
totally
open relationships.
Open to that. But, you know, me personally, I don't, it stresses me
so
out.
Are you single anytime now? Are you single right now?
No, I'm in a relationship.
You are. Okay.
I'm very happy.
That's good.
Randomly, this is a funny note. Before I came here, my boyfriend's like, I used to make her business cards.
Mine? Your boyfriend did when? Who is
it? I don't know. I guess you're the first time you made business cards.
Wait a minute. That's hilarious. Like sex with Emily business cards?
Yeah.
How did he know? Random. Did he run a company? Does he run a company?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a printing company?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Does he still run the company?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, so what's it called? Let's plug it.
Let It Ride Design.
Oh my God, I remember this.
Yeah, so you said you made your business.
Oh no,
cards.
That wasn't the first time. That was just a few years ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've been doing my show for 8 years.
It was really funny randomly when I was going there tonight.
I got that is so funny because somebody
if
recommended
needs business
him.
Cards, call
it.
Him.
Let it ride. Someone recommended him. I'm looking it up right now. Let It Ride Design. Okay, yeah. Wait a minute. And this was like Lesh. It was okay. Wait a minute. Okay, he said. I don't remember who it was about a year ago or was it even this year? No, 2012. I'd been doing business cards for a while and somebody recommended, let's see who did it. I don't remember who now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But someone said, this guy's great. He's got a great company. I think I was going to Vegas and I need him right away. And all these other companies were total ripoffs. And he helped me. He helped me design it. And he was amazing. Like, I never met him, but right. Oh my God, that's such a
how
small
random.
World.
Like, I was like, oh, I'm going on this podcast tonight. He's like, which one? I'm like, Sex is Emily. He's like, oh, I made her business cards.
That
like,
is so
I was like,
funny.
That's very random.
Okay. That's so random. So how long have you guys been together?
Like a year and a half.
Okay. And where do you live? You don't have to tell me where you live, but you were just coming in for, okay.
Yeah, I kind of live
you
all over
you live
place,
all over the place. Okay, that's really funny. So Let It Ride Design, we're going to give him a plug because he's awesome.
There he is. Make
that
your
is
business
such
cards
a small,
there.
This world is so small. I thought you were going to say like we slept with the same person. Oh. Which we might have. I don't know.
We could have. We could make a list and they might cross.
Exactly. But. So you've had like an active learning curve. So you went from never watching porn to making porn. Did you watch a lot of porn, start watching porn?
I did start watching porn. I didn't watch it a lot. I did start watching porn,
okay.
though, at a certain point.
And then
point.
What did you learn? Because when did you start directing? Early on?
You know, yeah, I mean, technically the first movie we made was the first movie I directed, even though I had no idea what I was doing.
Exactly. That's how I do everything. I never know. Yeah. But how did you, like, know... Do you think your porn is... Like, were you thinking of, like, your male viewer or your female viewer? Or were you just like, I just know what I want to do? Like, how did you think about...
You know, it switched. I mean, there was... A time, because you know, I took women's studies classes in college, and when I first started, I really, like, wanted to be, like, accepted by, like, anyone, like, any feminists that like porn and stuff like that, and I think I was trying, and then I realized, like, when you try too hard to do something, you don't wind up doing it, and, you know, a lot of those people are kind of hard to please.
Right. You can't please everyone.
You can't please everyone. So
when you're an artist, I always say half the people are going to hate you. Just accept it.
Yeah,
if that.
Maybe less. I watched porn. I picked and chose different things that I liked and I didn't like. And also, we had such a small company. There were very little resources I had to work with. So I didn't really have, like, that many options.
So
of,
do you
like,
feel like your sex has, your sex life has improved by doing porn? Like, what did you learn about yourself?
Yeah,
I have.
And I've written about this recently, you know, like I grew into a sexually confident person through doing porn. Now, that doesn't happen to everyone. Everybody go do porn and it's going
to
work wonders for you. I've definitely, you know, seen the opposite happen on other girls. But for me personally, like I was not a very sexual person before porn, or I was very shy. And there was definitely things that were just sort of locked and I didn't know how to unlock them. And, you know, for me, I think being able to practice having sex with professionals, which they are, you know, was really good for me. And I was able to do these very... like slutty things in a controlled environment and you know, and that was really good for me. Like, and I think I used to kind of like be scared of sex and to almost go into something being like, okay, here's what's going to happen today. Like these people are going to come in a room and you're going to do this and you're going to do this. And if you have any questions, you can ask this person.
Right.
And, you know, for me that wound up being great.
So
it really
got you excited.
Yeah,
too.
It did. And I mean, it really did make me much better in bed. I mean, I remember, you know, a lot of times like I'll do things on set and then I'm like, oh, I gotta remember that one. I'm gonna do that at home.
Right.
I don't
take
know.
Notes,
like it opened me up, you know, like
that's amazing.
I've done a lot of, you know, first things on camera.
Like what else?
I mean I never had sex with like two guys before on camera, you know, and granted that's not something I'm going to do off camera.
Right.
But it doing it, you know.
Don't you think that a lot of women, I got asked by a reporter yesterday, she said to me, what is it about like the bad girl sex that so many women like want?
It's exhilarating. I'm glad I feel blessed that I've been able to do all these things.
It opens you up.
You know,
I think that women have such stigmas, or they're worried what everyone's going to think, or the guy's going to judge them, or the woman, whoever they're with, is going to judge them. But really, it can be so freeing too,
Have
some, to just kind of take your set and know your body and get what you want. Like, how was your orgasm? Were you able to orgasm during intercourse? Are you able to orgasm during intercourse?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Course.
So you've always never had, not of
no,
course.
No, I used to have a big problem.
So then how did you learn to have
an
orgasm?
I think it's just learning to like relax. Like
right.
I think sex used to like stress me out a little bit, you know. I was like young and I had like body issues, you know. I like didn't feel like I was attractive enough, you know. I when I was younger, I was, you know, dating way older guys, and I felt like, you know,
right.
I didn't know what to do.
Right, exactly.
You know, I didn't have the type of group of girlfriends where we all talked about sex. And when I did, I felt like left out of the conversation because, like, oh, these girls, like, know so much more than me. Like, I have nothing to say. Like,
right.
I don't know. I wasn't comfortable yet.
Exactly. So what advice would you, if you go back in time, what advice would you tell like your 16-year-old self about sex? Like, because we have a lot of listeners all ages, but young people who are just starting out having sex, like what would you, do you wish you knew? Like, what would you tell yourself?
I think I wish I would have like masturbated at a younger age. You know, it's just something I never thought about.
Right.
You know,
me neither. Same thing. It didn't even occur to me. Yeah. Didn't even know it was an option.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I can touch myself.
Yeah,
like,
I just didn't think about
either.
It. And I think it probably would have relaxed me a little bit, you know, because it is, that's like a vulnerable thing. I mean, the first time I had an orgasm was from another person. And you know, I remember feeling like, what are you doing to me? Like, what's going on? Like, stop doing that. Like, you know, and that's, I should have come more prepared.
Right, exactly. But there's no, I mean, now I guess there's more information for people, but a lot of still don't know.
I was nervous, you know, and I don't know. I think really, I mean, just having confidence is really
confidence
everything.
Is so true.
You know?
Because
it translates to every area of your life.
It's true.
You know,
it's like one of the biggest killers of sex or sex driver, why women can't appreciate sex or enjoy sex, and men, is self-confidence. Women worry what they look like.
Yeah,
are they doing the right thing?
Yeah,
or do my legs look fat? You know,
they get messed up in the head or sometimes, and they're like, I remember when I was younger, I had this guy I was dating and he was older than me and he was cooler than me. And I knew he liked him more than he liked me.
Right.
You know, this is when I was younger. And every time we had sex, I'm like, oh, maybe if I like do this right, he'll like fall in love with me.
Right.
And that's, I know that's something crazy that,
that
women
is
do.
Crazy. Women.
And
so let's tell them that.
That's messed up.
Having sex for the man, I think, is how so many women
do that. They fall into this trap. Like, oh, like if I do this well, like he'll like love me more.
Exactly.
Tomorrow. That's like, you know, that's not what
he's not waiting for you to give the perfect blowjob. Although we will get into some blowjob tips, but it's more like, I feel in my life that men, and what I've heard and seen, that what I know to be true, is that a man is going to be most attracted to the woman who has more confidence and knows how to please herself and can show him, and that in fact that turns him on and vice versa, and it's a whole feedback cycle.
You have to, it's the hardest thing to learn. You have to like learn how to be yourself.
You have to spend a lot of time masturbating and spending time alone. Not a lot. Maybe some people take more time, less time, but same with me. I was 19 and I'd never, all my friends were having orgasms. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then my mom even, who was pretty liberal, she's like, you don't masturbate? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, why didn't I know that? I mean, my family was very liberal too. She probably just assumed I'd figure it out. I'm like, oh, I never thought of that. You know, I'm so busy, you know, so I didn't do it. So so you briefly wrote a monthly sex advice column for Spin, right?
Yeah, it was so long ago.
What kind of advice did you give?
That was a really long time.
Was it? Okay, so we don't have to talk about that. So,
no, it's okay. Yeah,
but
it was
what
a long
kind
time
of advice
ago.
Did you give then?
Oh, I don't know. People ask me sex advice all the time. And
so
what's your
top advice that you give? What's the most common questions asked?
Well, I just had to, there's this porn convention that I do a couple times a year called Exotica, and they recently started having me teach this anal sex seminar.
Oh, love
and
sex.
I always get so, I'm always like, are you sure nobody else wants to do it? And they're like, you have to do it. And I always, like, I feel like I'm the worst sex educator sometimes.
Why?
Because I like giggle sometimes when people ask me questions, and I've definitely seen other women who are really good at it, but
no. But how do you teach it? So tell me some tenets about. I mean, I talk about this on the show, but I'd love to hear your perspective about beginner anal sex.
let's see. People ask me about it all the time. And
lots of
I feel like I just keep saying the same thing again and again, which is just relax, because the most common thing.
Relax.
People tense up.
Right.
And then when you tense up, you can't, you're not going to be able to get anything in
exactly.
there. Exactly. And that's really, you know.
Right.
So you have to relax. I think.
Start with your fingers.
Yeah, start with your fingers. I also think, I mean, I actually say try to not use a ton of lube. You know, I don't think it's totally necessary. Like, the only times I use a lot of lube is when I'm doing scenes with guys that are huge. Probably not the size of who you're having sex with at home, or a lot of people listening to this. And,
right.
And like, you can use your own spit, you know. And,
right, saliva. You why are you a fan spit. Of lube?
I don't hate lube.
You don't hate lube.
Yeah, but I don't. I've made this comparison, and it's kind of funny. Like, I think it's important to, first of all, if you use too much of it, it can get really messy at
right.
home, you know, and a lot of people are allergic to different kinds of lube, and some people, like, you know, they use certain lube and it just starts stinging,
right.
and then it gets sticky.
You gotta buy the good kind. I just made a vegan lube at emilyandtony.com. It's called Hydrating Personal Lubricant. You can get that on our website as well. So, it's water-based. It's good for you. Because, yeah, there are a lot of lubes out there that are not. But and I think there's a stigma with lube. A lot of people think it's, like, only if you're dry or discomfort. But a lot of women think sex feels better when they use lube, too.
Yeah. No, I know.
So, but I get it. Like, so
it's
just,
good,
like, you can just
try it.
Try it. See what feels works
it.
For you.
See, I mean, I feel like it's a weird thing. Like, if you're having sex with your partner, like, do you want to always need to use... I feel like if you do have anal sex the first time in your life with a lot of lube, you're, like, never going to do it without lube.
Right.
So it's like, maybe just try your body and see.
Yeah, but some people get too dry and they just shove it in and it can be painful.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I think also doing something familiar is helpful when you're doing something unfamiliar. So if a girl has, like, a G-spot in her vagina, you know, like, find that G-spot and then, you know, start going in her ass, like, while it's happening. So then, like, the girl's memory, like, she has something going on that she knows that she does all the time, and then her body will be more relaxed.
Exactly.
So, like, put something in her ass, which is what I learned the first time I was taking two penises in me.
In your ass? You took two penises?
Well, no.
In your...
Yeah, my ass.
You're like, I found that.
I'm like,
wow. How was that?
It's... I mean, I think it's...
Double
penetration. It's a really, really amazing feeling, but, you know, and that was what I felt the first time I did it. I was like, oh, this is, like, easier than just having anal sex, and it's probably because there's
so much sensations going on that you
there's
don't
something
know.
Familiar going on with something, you know. So
right, did you have an orgasm?
Yeah, yeah, it's
That's,
fun.
It's you know. Fun. Double penetration.
So that same, you know, logic. Not saying go get another person, but you know, just using fingers or whatever, you know, anything. So, like, you have a familiar sensation. With a sensation that might not be familiar.
Exactly. How do you feel about sex toys?
I like toys. I use them alone. I don't really use them with partners.
Okay. Which kinds do you use?
I think every girl loves the
magic
Hitachi.
Wand.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's like...
The magic wand, it's the Mack truck of all vibrators. You know, they have a new one now. It's no longer Hitachi. It's just called magic wand. They redid it. It's pretty much the same. It's a little lighter. But if you guys want a magic wand, you've never bought one, go to goodvibes.com. Use coupon code Emily and get 15% off. Just go to my website, Sex with Emily, and click on the Good Vibes banner. And also, they have, like, great bondage gear and stuff. I was going to talk to you about that. Are you into, like, bondage and all that stuff,
I've experimented with a lot
everything.
Of that stuff, and I've kind of learned my limits. You know, like, I'm not – it's hard because in porn, I mean, there's certain people and they go so over the top with that stuff. So when I compare myself to them – I feel like I'm so vanilla, but compared to people who have never tried it.
But my listeners, I'd say, are more, tell me if I'm wrong, feedback at sexwithemily.com, that they're more mainstream. Like, they kind of want to spice it up, but they don't know. And I just say, like, you know, blindfold your partner or just start with bondage tape. Have you ever used bondage tape? It's my favorite thing because it's just like, it's
Or
really,
I think it's sometimes it's hot when you just like,
tell
when
me,
you
I
just
want
like
tips.
Take someone's shirt off and use it and to tie them up with their shirt or something. Because sometimes when you get a lot of the BDSM stuff, like, it takes so long to set up.
Right.
Like, unless that
You're like, I'm hungry. It's dinner time. We're all set up. We need a break.
Unless setting it up is part of the foreplay for you, which I know it is for some people. It's like doing all this.
Right.
This, you know, but to me, that's what why sometimes I think a lot of role-playing stuff gets tedious, because it takes so long.
I know. Who's got time?
Like,
I'm like, just
like
about the bondage
there, so
tape. It's
I
like
think,
$6 a roll, and you could reuse it, and it's easy to tie your partner up. It sticks to itself.
Yeah. Or just even doing stuff like a... I don't know. Like I've had sex with a girl before, and you like rip her panties off and shove them in her mouth instead of using like a like a ball gag. You know,
that's hot.
Stuff like that. I like doing.
I love ripping off her
spot.
Panties. That's hot.
On
you
the
just,
spot
you just improvise. Okay, tell me some tips for performing oral sex on a woman.
On a woman.
What would you say are some tips?
It's hard. Every woman is so different.
Exactly.
It's hard. I love it. I mean, I do love going down on girls because then once you find that spot, you like feel like you've like won this award.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, so I don't know when I'm going down on a girl. I just kind of like feel around and like I know my own vagina. So
right.
I go to all the places.
Like,
feel
well, give
good
me some
me.
Examples that have worked with women. I know we're all different. We're like
yeah,
snowflakes.
Everybody's different.
But what are some like tried and true?
Some girls. You know, really like have like a G spot on the inside, so I'll like
use
fingers a lot on the inside and wait till I kind of feel around till I find the right spot. And then, you know, some girls it's more like clitoral, and some girls, you know, it's like I don't know, it's different.
It's
know?
All
like,
over the place.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just kind of like try all the different spots, and then like you like know when it's working because
right.
you hit the right spot,
exactly.
and they start getting excited, and then you just don't move. You stay
right.
there.
You stay there when you get it. Right. But it might take a while, right?
It might take a little while.
I mean, I think that a lot of men are like, I'm just confused because my last girlfriend wanted this and this one wants this.
Well,
and so I always try to help.
Take some time.
You got to take time. Exactly. And she can tell you too.
Yeah,
women can
yeah,
tell. Women should
you
speak
know,
up.
Yeah. Women should speak up. Like, take the guy's head and like push it where you want it to go. They'll like it.
Exactly.
You know? You don't have to wait for them to figure it out.
Exactly. So, do you, ever play the dominant in sex? So are you more the dominant? Are you more the submissive? Oh. And what tips do you have for women who want to take the lead in the bedroom? Because a lot of guys talk about how women don't initiate sex enough. Their partners, you know, so what would you say to that?
Well,
are you the,
I'm usually pretty submissive in bed. I'm dominant when I have sex with women, but I have done it all. There are
right.
really random moments where I will just want to be dominant, you
right.
know, and it just kind of comes
to
me.
You just do it
and
right.
it's funny, you know, but I think in general, I think some people don't realize being dominant, it's a lot
it's a lot of work.
Work.
It is.
So much work.
I'd rather be submissive too, but I know I've had guys who are like, well, you just, I'm like, fine.
But you have to really... I mean, you have to feel it. And I've also been dominant on camera where you play it up
right.
way over the top. So I mean, I learned how to do that on camera. But you have to be very serious, you know, and you have to kind of like, I don't know. I feel like when I'm dominant, like you're not really like establishing a connection. You're kind of like you're like
right.
using the guy as a sex toy.
Right. Exactly.
You're like having sex with a guy and you're dominant with them. You
right.
know, like you're like you can't think of like that. That passion.
Right. You can't think about like, is he having fun or whatever? I mean, even though you want to please him,
yeah.
but it's not about his pleasure. It's more about your pleasure.
Yeah.
In a way.
Kind of like push him down and just like, I don't know. And a lot of it's just the eye contact you make and the things that you say, you know,
right.
And not.
Do you like talking dirty?
Yeah, I do. I say some crazy things
sometimes. On camera or off camera?
Off camera too.
So what would be your tips for talking dirty if someone's never done it before? Or what do you, how do you do it? People don't know. People get scared by it. They're like, my boyfriend
scared.
Wants me to talk
But they
dirty.
Have it in them.
We all
they
have
got,
it in
you
us.
You got it in it. You got to just let it
you
out.
Do it.
Yeah,
talk
you
about,
do
describe
it.
What you want in the moment, maybe, or
yeah,
what's
like,
happening.
Whatever you're
just
thinking, just say it. It
exactly.
doesn't even matter if it's stupid. I've said some of the dumbest shit ever.
Right.
Having sex.
They're right. And they're psyched you're talking. And it's dirty. Like, they're not saying like, oh, well, that didn't really make sense. You
yeah,
know? Like,
just say things.
Don't
just
overthink
say what comes
it.
To your head. Yeah, don't overthink it. Just say it. Or if you think something like sounds hot, just say it.
Exactly.
But it took me a while, really. I didn't start, you know, getting experimental in bed till I was like 26 years old.
Okay.
You know, it really took me a long time to be comfortable. And then it's crazy to me because sometimes when we shoot girls that are like 19 years old and I see them come to set and they're like saying all this dirty stuff and they like, you know, give these crazy blowjobs and I'm like,
how do they know?
I don't know.
Porn, right? They learn
it's
from
my
porn.
Fault.
Right, it is your fault. You told them how. So, what's your best blowjob tip? Or two? For
use
women.
Lots and lots of spit.
Saliva is
yeah,
so big. They want it wet. They want it wet.
Spit.
Right.
I think, for the most part, I think most of the sensation is in the top. You know, use your hands.
Hands are
use
important.
Your hands and use
to make
your
it
mouth.
Tight, more friction, right?
Yeah, use your hands, use your mouth, use some spit.
How do you feel about
and
balls?
Like, ask. You know,
ask what they like.
Ask
exactly.
What they like. You don't want to waste your time giving a bad blowjob.
Right.
Know? Like,
what do you feel about balls? Do you play with them? Do you incorporate them all the time?
I incorporate them. I'm not like, I don't like spend too much time on them.
But some men like it, some men don't. Yeah. Have you found that?
Yeah, I've found that. Some guys do. I guess they think it's kind of weird when they want it forever.
Right, forever and ever.
Yeah.
Or some men's balls. I've got this new ball lotion for men. I'm going to give you some to give to your boyfriend.
Okay.
But it's also for women. For women under their breasts, anywhere you sweat or you chafe. And it helps men stay fresh and dry all day long. It's called Down Under Comfort. It's revolutionary. I'm telling you, my guy friends who have used it are like, they use it every day.
It
smells really good. And it's a cream. You rub it in, it turns to a powder. And vegan, and it stays, and it has like witch hazel, which is a natural antiperspirant, so you don't sweat. And it smells really good. And I also have a massage candle to give you, too.
I'm going to try it.
Okay, try it. You'll like it.
Put it on everything.
He will like it. Put it on your boyfriend. Tell him, thanks for the business cards, and here's some ball lotion.
Yeah, right?
Some ball cream. So what is your favorite sex position? Now, I know this is like a subjective thing, because everyone might, everyone agrees. But for you, is there a certain position that you're like, oh, good? And maybe it's just the position that you orgasm in most, or that you just think is the most.
I like spoon.
Oh, just
like a spoon position.
Okay, nice. Spoon position. Oh, yeah. Like from behind?
Yeah, yeah. Like you're kind of like lying down.
You're lying down, right? So like when you're in the front and he's behind you.
Yeah, behind me. Because it's a cute position.
It is a cute position. And that's a good morning position, too.
And it's good to fall asleep like that. Or, have sex in the middle of the night like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know? When they wake up, sex. I feel like that happens like the first 2 months you're dating someone. They wake you up to sex. And then after that, it just doesn't happen anymore. But whatever. It's fine when it happens. Now, what's your least favorite sex position?
I don't really...
You don't have any? That's good. Okay.
I like them.
So what do you think? I'm going to ask you this for man and woman. If you had to say what makes a man a great lover, like if you think back at your lovers, you're like, he was a great lover. What characteristics or traits did that guy have?
I think, like a confidence and passion. Like, it's very sexy when a man just like knows what he wants in bed,
Right. And he takes you.
Yeah.
But do you think it has to do with skill? Like, was he like, oh, that guy who gave me killer oral sex?
I don't think it's skill, I think that somebody could say someone's really bad in bed and somebody else will think they're really good in bed.
Exactly.
A lot of it is the connection.
Right. Chemistry.
There's no like person
pheromones,
that, like,
that, all that stuff
deems you like you are now good in bed.
I know.
Like go out
and like
have
you might have sex
with
someone that you love and I might not like him and vice versa.
Exactly.
But okay. Big quick shout out here to Crazy Girl. Also, speaking of pheromones, they make pheromone infused products. Crazy Girl has amazing products. They have a body lotion, a body mist, a diva dust that will help you attract men. They also have their Max for Men line, which also has pheromone infused products. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off. Just click on the banner on my website. And they make the most innovative products. They have like anal ease gel. They have like these little massage hearts. They have they just have like the most, they just make very innovative sex products. So check it out. It's a Crazy Girl banner on my website, sexwithemily.com. Coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off. You will love all their stuff. So, okay. Some more questions. Is there anything that you are particularly excited about right now that you want to talk about? Like that you're working on or like a new porn that you're doing?
The movie, I sent you a trailer earlier, I think.
Oh, I didn't get it. Tell me. I've been recording shows all day, so you probably sent it to my assistant. So tell me.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Tell me everything about it.
Oh, well, there's one of the newest movies I had made. It's a movie called Band Sluts.
Sluts? Like playing in the band?
Yeah,
band
it's funny. Okay. It's about me and another guy, Tommy Pizzil, and we're like playing in a funny, like, hipster joke, like, two-piece band.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a Portlandia sort of porn.
I love it.
You know, it's really funny.
Is it
funny.
Finished or
you're
working
on
it?
Oh, yeah, no, it's done. You can find it. You can buy it online. You can buy it on
joanangel.com?
Yeah, you can go to joanangel.com and go to the store and it's there.
Okay.
You can
what other
find
stuff?
It.
Like, what's your favorite stuff that you've done that people should buy?
Band Sluts was the newest
That's
one.
Your new one. That's
I have
exciting.
A new one if you're into exploring BDSM stuff. I
oh,
did
yeah, everyone
just
is
make
now.
A movie. It's called Joanna Angel's Kinky Fantasies. And in there, there's like a... There's a whole stocking fetish scene. There's like a foot scene that I do with another girl, and we like stick our feet inside of each other, and it's pretty cool. And then there's
like
some...
put your foot inside of her vagina.
I put my foot.
Was that
inside.
A first?
I have small feet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But was that a first for you? Was that choreographed, or you just like I'm gonna stick my foot in her vagina
right
now?
Yeah, just we just kind of did it.
Right.
Worried about athlete's foot at all?
No.
No.
No. No. We had clean.
They took showers.
We had clean feet.
Okay, just making sure. I would be concerned about that immediately.
We both wiped our feet down before we did it.
There you go. You got to always be clean. This is another thing. It bother, probably in porn it's different, but I feel like if I'm with a new person, a partner, and they don't, let's say it's a guy, because it's, and they don't wash their hands. Like we go to dinner or whatever, drinks, like, and they don't wash their hands. I'm not OCD. Stuff. Here's the thing. I'm actually not. I'm pretty like whatever, but I don't, but sex, you have to be really careful. You can get germ. Like, you can. Make sure that your guy washes. And you don't want to be like, go wash your hands. But seriously, like maybe together you can be like, or just carry antibacterial with you. And be like, hey, babe, you want some of this? Because you don't know where their hands have been.
It's true.
No, right? You can should. Get some stuff in you. And you don't want that. We don't want to get any stuff like that. So, okay. So what would you say? So you just did this kinky sex.
Yeah. So that's a good movie for, you know, because it's not super bondage, but it's somewhere in the middle.
Hardcore,
you know?
Bondage. But I think that's what a lot of people want right now. They're like, oh, I'm afraid of hardcore. But I get a lot of emails from my listeners to feedback@sexwithemily.com that are like, you know, we've been together a while. We just want to spice it up. They don't want to go hardcore.
Yeah, yeah.
So this might be a good movie.
Yeah, no, this would be a good movie because it's fun. There's a scene where like there's a ball gag in my mouth for a lot of it. And there's like a lot of anal play and stuff. And then the sex is really fun and passionate. You know, like sometimes they think with BDSM sex, like if you stay in character the whole time, it could start to get a little weird. You know, it can go to kind of a dark place. So, you know, a lot of it, the beginning of the sex is, you know, is very like role playing and stuff like that. And then after everyone's having sex, everyone's just kind of like having sex, you know. And so it's all good. Everybody wins in the end.
That's cool. I love that you're making these videos are helping people's sex life.
Yeah,
That's so
important. I want people to watch them. I did a really beautiful scene. It was one of my favorite scenes I've ever done, it with another girl. And we're both wearing latex. So I've never done like a latex, you know, fetish scene before. Yeah. And it was really fun. And like, before I shot the scene, I was like, I don't really know what to do because I don't like know anything about latex fetishes. And I felt I was like, oh, it's really lame if I start looking it up. I'm like, I'm just going to go with what feels right. And it was really cool to like lick her whole body while she had latex on and try to like give her an orgasm like on top of her latex panties and stuff.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
I think it's so hot over the panties. Guys, I always tell them like, or anyone you're with, slow for foreplay, like slow it down, like don't rip off her panties, don't rip off the clothes. Like I can have orgasms over my underwear. Like it feels so good. The fabric and latex feels amazing.
It's an expensive fetish. Those were $600 outfits. But,
oh my god,
you know.
Okay, we have a call. Let's take a call right now. Hello, you're on Sex with Emily. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi, we're just fixing the phone here. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for calling. You're out with Emily and Joanne Angel. Is this your Aaron?
Boyfriend, I think.
Aaron, boyfriend.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, boyfriend, you did my business cards.
I sure did.
I love that. You're going to do more of those, right?
You have to hang up the phone so we can keep talking about you.
What'd you say?
It's such a small world.
I know, such a small world. I'm going to have you do some more. I'll be in touch. But you were great.
We plugged your company. Awesome.
Yeah, I plugged your company like 3 times. Let It Ride Design. You're going to get so many listeners right now. You're going to get so many orders, and I just want 10%. Is there anything you'd like to say about your wonderful partner here, Joanna Angel?
Joanna Angel is the best at life in every way possible. And no one really knows, but she's actually a 5-star gourmet cook.
Really? You cook as well?
Anyway,
she probably gives killer blowjobs. I mean, that's amazing.
She will make a stew and blow me while the stew is slow cooking.
I love her. Oh my god, she's the perfect woman.
She's embarrassed. I'm hanging on to her.
Yeah. Oh honey, you should. I love that. That's great. So did you have any concern when you met? Like, was there any issue that she is a porn star?
You know, like any normal person, like all the normal things that come along, like, you know, like you don't really know what you're getting into kind of a thing. And I went out with her on a date once and she started laughing her cute little laugh. And I found out she was incredibly intelligent and very clever. And I was hooked from there and we were never apart.
Oh, I love that. She is very cute. She's got a great laugh. Well, okay. We got a bunch of callers coming in, but I'm so glad you called.
We have to talk to people that
great
I don't know.
Great talking to you. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Have fun.
Love you.
Thanks. Okay. Let's take another call.
Funny.
Hello. You are on the Sex with Emily show. Hi, Kyle.
Hi. Outstanding to be here. New show. Whatnot. Big fan of Joanna, so that's awesome.
Awesome. Here she is.
Anyways, I had, I guess, a little bit of predicament here. I'm consider myself more of like a gentle, kind of passionate lover, foreplay, you know, all the way through and whatnot. And lately I've been encountering a lot more aggressive type of women and so forth. So I was wondering if you had any, like, tips or, like, good, like, you know, positions or things I can do to kind of help me out with, like, those type of ladies.
Well, they want to be aggressive with you? Sounds like you.
I'm sorry?
They want to be, like, they want to, like, dominate you?
Or they want you to dominate them. Oh, he wants tips on how to dominate them, positions and stuff at work.
Well, it's hard. I mean, if you're, like, a not a naturally dominant person, it's hard because it does have to – you don't want it to feel too forced.
Right.
But
how can he learn it?
Like, you could try to
– I mean, like, I've done a little bit before, and, like, you know, I can do it. It's not something I prefer, but I don't know if there are, like, any, like, good moves or anything.
Yeah,
like
throw her against the wall. Yeah. That's an easy one.
Yeah,
that's
or throw her down on the bed.
Yeah.
Push her on the bed or against the wall, but not too hard.
Catch her when she's, like, not expecting it.
Exactly.
You know? Like,
come with her from behind. And
yeah. And just
grab,
like,
her, hold
grab
her arms back.
Have some confidence.
Yeah. Have confidence. Just grab her from, like, with her arms or, like, blindfold.
Yeah.
I think blindfold's hot because she doesn't know what's coming next. Like, grab her arms from behind and, like, kiss her and, like, touch her. From, like, move your hand to the front. I don't know if you come up behind
her. Stick your hands down her pants.
Stick your hands down her pants. Yeah.
When she's driving.
Yeah, exactly. But on a very quiet road.
In traffic.
Talk dirty. Right, well, tell her what you're going to do. Okay, good luck to you. Have all fun. Right. Bye. I love that. I wonder if a lot of women are the whole 50
nice.
Shades degree. Yeah, he's so nice. Thanks, Kyle, for calling Sex with Emily. On Thursday nights, people can always call in 9 o'clock Pacific time to this number, which is 1-800-LOVE-191. So that's so funny. Cute, your boyfriend called in.
Yeah.
Are there any other? Okay, so I want to know. Like, okay, I asked you what makes a man a good lover. What do you think about it? What makes a woman a good lover?
I think it's very similar. Having some confidence and knowing, you know, I think communication is really important.
Everyone just have to communicate, and they just don't.
You have to communicate.
Right?
You know, you got to pay attention to each other, and that goes when. When I'm having sex with someone on camera, you kind of have to communicate in a certain way.
Exactly.
So the scene is good and you kind of get through it in a good way. And it's like that when I'm having sex with my boyfriend. It's just like different kinds of communication.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I think you need to, like, pay attention to the other person, because whether you're fucking someone, you know, on a one night stand, or you're going to fuck them for the rest of your life, like, you want to have a certain chemistry.
Exactly.
That's going to make it exciting, you know, like...
But do you ever have someone, like, have you ever had to have sex with someone on camera that you just had no chemistry with and you just were acting? I'm sure a lot.
Yeah, it's happened. You got to find it.
You got to get in there. You got to be like,
it's part of your job. You got to find something.
Visualize.
You need to find something, you know, and a lot of it, it's like, it's part of, it's not necessarily my job to get off. It's my job to get other people off,
right.
You know, so I have to find something arousing somewhere so I can... do a good scene,
right?
You know, I mean, I work for myself, so this is my money.
Do you have a studio and everything that you?
We shoot in different places all the time. We used to kind of have a studio, but it's kind of easier to just
doing
sort
your
of,
bed.
You know.
Do you have any tips? What about male and their prostates? Do you ever do any?
I haven't experimented with that much. A lot of people do ask me about it. I mean, I do know that every guy does have a G-spot
right
in there.
They do, and that's what they I always do. Say, like, a lot of men think it's because people are gonna think I'm gay or I'm gonna be gay.
No,
it can feel amazing. Like the male,
it.
A lot of guys do like it, but a lot of guys don't even know that they'll like it because they have the stigma attached to it, where they think it's gonna be, you know, that they don't think it exists. But I always tell guys, like, what if on your deathbed and you find out that the prostate massage or so you're playing with your prostate could have been the most amazing thing in your life and you missed it?
I think when I first figured it out, I, like, tried to do it to everyone. Like, the first time I figured out that guys had, like, a G-spot in there, I was like, wow, every time I get a blowjob, I'm going to stick a finger in the guy's
but
ass.
Not every
and
guy's
I did
into-
it for a little bit, and then people start getting angry.
Okay, and what do you think about, what about squirting? Are you a squirter?
I do. Yeah, I do. I'm still kind of confused by it.
Right.
I don't really know what it is. Like, sometimes it really does just feel like pee, you know, like, because you're kind of just losing control of your body,
right?
You know, and then just stuff comes out. But I do squirt. It just happens when I hit a certain spot,
right? Exactly. But it doesn't necessarily mean
I don't know what it
either.
Is.
I know.
I think Dr. Phil is the one who said it doesn't. It's like There's no like, scientific.
I don't think Dr. Phil knows what squirting
is. Maybe.
Dr. Drew.
Who's
just
here?
Kidding. Yeah. Dr. Phil.
I actually, you know what? Speaking
sorry,
of small world.
Dr. Yeah. Drew.
It's okay. He didn't hear, but I will tell him. Okay.
Can you edit it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually, speaking of small worlds, I actually shot video of you squirting on a radio
you
buffoon
did.
Once. Yeah.
I know.
But she whispered to me, thank God I had to pee.
Yeah. I definitely.
It's not urine. It is separate. It's not urine. I mean, it can be urine, but it's not. It's from. It's
from the Bartholin's gland.
Yeah.
It is true from a different gland. That's what they say, but I know it's controversial.
It just happens, and it does feel kind of like it feels like somebody reached inside of you and pulled an orgasm out. It's like different than when you have an orgasm that like builds up. So
exactly,
it feels cool. Sometimes I don't like it because I get so tired after it happens.
Right. You just want to like go to sleep, and then things are messy. Yeah. But it's so funny. I was at this woman the other. I was at a couple. I just met them, and she like whispers to me. She's like, "I'm a squirter, but my husband doesn't like it because it gets the sheets dirty." And I was like, "Put a towel down. Right. Not hot. Not that you got to be with a partner who you the same sexual things."
Yeah.
But okay, Joanna, we got to go. But tell me, we can find you at what's the best
just
website?
Go to burningangel.com.
Burningangel.com.
I'm on Twitter, just at Joanna Angel. I'm on Instagram with the same name.
Awesome. Okay. And I'm Emily. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Sex with Emily. And thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Thank you for the cream.
Oh, awesome.
I'm gonna use it.
Down Under Comfort, everyone. I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their wannabe naked shave cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.